This is DJ Bennett from the Q Radio News Team, and the first thing I want to talk about today is acupuncture. Acupuncture is the insertion of needles at certain points in the body in order to create analgesic effects, you know, remove pain. Over and over again, we've been told that acupuncture works, even though there is nothing really to back it up. I just noticed today a report that every single report on the efficacy of acupuncture that originates in China always ends up with positive results. So obviously there's an agenda there. There have been all kinds of tests that have been done in the past 35, 40 years about acupuncture. They come back to the same things again and again, which is acupuncture doesn't work. I mean, somebody can say, yeah, well, they stuck needles in my back and the pain went away. But, oh, that's a case report of one, which is not evidence. Now, how does it work? Well, first off, the people who will tell you that it works will say that it's about the balance of qi in the body. But qi cannot be measured on instruments. Qi, which is supposedly a life force, is defined differently by different people who use it. And in fact, there is no such thing as qi. Now, people are going to tell you there is such a thing as qi. Of course there's a life force. Are you stupid? Do you not know that there's a life force? But if you can't measure it, and you can't do anything with it, a difference that doesn't make a difference isn't a difference. So when they say it's about balancing qi, that just makes me think of where medicine was 500 years ago, when if you were sick or ill or something, they would say that your humors were unbalanced and they would bleed you. Well, since you're unbalanced, why don't we let out a little blood and that should balance you up? And basically, that's what old-fashioned traditional Chinese medicine with needles and things did too. It was just like the humors. It wasn't done with any sense of modern medicine. Qi doesn't exist. There are no humors. So what does it mean when they say that acupuncture works? Well, there have been three different kinds of tests. Now, supposedly there are acupressure points on our bodies where if you insert a needle, that will have an effect on the body. Again, practitioners of acupuncture have different definitions of where these acupressure points are. They don't do them in the same place. So there is no one acupressure point on the body that is determinately agreed upon by practitioners. There are three different kinds of acupuncture that have been tested. One is verum acupuncture, which is the real acupuncture, where they put needles in so-called acupressure points. Then there's a thing called sham acupuncture, which has been tested. This is the matter of sticking needles into various points in the body that are not defined as acupressure points. Then there's a third kind of acupuncture for testing, which is called simulated acupuncture. They don't use needles at all. They take toothpicks and they press the toothpick against the so-called acupressure point, but they don't actually insert the needles into the skin. Now, these tests have been done many times over the past 30 years. And you know what they discover? There is no difference at all between verum acupuncture, sham acupuncture, or simulated acupuncture. The so-called relief happens no matter where you put the needles or whether you actually insert a needle in the skin or use a toothpick. So there doesn't seem to be any efficacy that can actually be determined by acupuncture. That's all I'm saying. by scientific testing, acupuncture doesn't have any meaning. So therefore, what is going on? Well, like any kind of alternative care medication or medicine, when someone takes time and spends time with you and discusses your problem with you, that makes you feel better. They do something, even if the something is nothing. A difference that doesn't make a difference isn't a difference. In other words, it doesn't matter whether they actually stick a needle in you or they use a toothpick or they put it in the wrong point. People will still say that they're getting relief from pain or nausea or whatever. So it's not the treatment that's doing it. It's in the mind of the patient. As long as they think they're being worked on, that seems to help. I've spent a long time on that. Let's go into the weekly news in review. This was posted by Jeremy Keene on the 5th of July, 2011. And this does concern the news of the preceding week. Christine Lagarde, the finance minister of France, was appointed managing director of the International Monetary Fund, making her the first woman to hold the position. "While I was being questioned for 3 hours by 24 men," Lagarde said on French television, "I thought it's good that things are changing a little." The bail conditions imposed on former IMF managing director Dominique Strauss-Kahn were relaxed after prosecutors disclosed that the hotel maid who accused him of rape had lied to them about her personal history and had made a previous false claim about being raped. An anonymous source close to the defense said the woman is a prostitute. Texas legislators approved a bill that would make the state the largest to defund Planned Parenthood. Why is it that these people are just opposed to the health of women? You know, obviously they're pretending that this is about abortion, but really it's just that they don't give a damn about the health of women, you know? And they want to force women to have babies? It's unbelievably humiliating what this right-wing thinking does to people. Meanwhile, two Wisconsin government agencies opened probes into allegations by State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley that fellow Supreme Court Justice David Prosser had put her in a chokehold. An Ohio grandmother was arrested after spraying her grandson in the face with a high-powered hose because he'd eaten too much bacon. And a drunken Ohio mother lactating in Illinois was charged with assault after striking her husband, locking herself in her car, and spraying deputies with breast milk. Delaware County Sheriff Walter L. Davis said, "This is a prime example of how alcohol can make individuals do things they would not normally do." In the Netherlands, MPs passed a law banning the slaughter of unstunned animals. Although the head of the Dutch Party for the Animals said the bill wasn't targeted at religious minorities, a chief rabbi, Benjamin Jacobs, told Parliament one of the first measures taken during the occupation by Nazi Germany was the closing of kosher abattoirs. As San Francisco bureaucrats sought to ban the sale of live animals not intended for eating, the United States plotted to kill East Coast barred owls in order to save West Coast spotted owls, and the United Nations lauded the death of rinderpest, the second disease after smallpox it has eradicated. Ontario beekeepers got $244,000 to create a super bee. The U.S. waged a drone war in Somalia. Protests in Greece, Egypt, Syria, and Bahrain were met with violence from government forces. And 21 people were killed during a suicide assault on the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul. Among the dead were the 9 attackers, one of whom provided cell phone updates of the siege to the Taliban, which claimed 50 of its targets had died. It was reported that lightning had killed 15 people in Uganda and 3 in Rwanda. Disrupted flights at London's Gatwick Airport and been blamed for a North Korean loss at the Women's World Cup. Japanese sumo wrestlers were ordered not to play golf so that they would be nervous when fighting, while mice in the Lake District found refuge in tennis balls from Wimbledon. An Illinois judge permitted a 9-year-old boy to attend religious services with his mother over the objections of the father, who worried it would hurt his son's chances on becoming a scientist. An American mathematician and a Belgian physicist exposed the secrets of Tibetan ritual singing bowls. And reporters probed researchers about the auto frottage of a tiny water boatman, which makes the loudest animal sound relative to body size, said Dr. James Windmill of the noise, which occurs when the bug rubs its penis against its abdomen. We really don't know how they make such a loud sound using such a small area. Journalists proclaimed that Yingluck Shinawatra, sister of disgraced ex-prime minister Thaksin Shinawatra, would be the first female prime minister of Thailand, and investigated a preschool in Sweden where gender distinctions are frowned upon. So, yes, it's early July, and this is the news here on Kill Radio. I will also add that I am missing my cat, Max, who died last Saturday night. Thanks for being my buddy, little guy. And listen to my music program, The Chill Room, which is every Friday night here on killradio.org. I'll see you then.